Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 489 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. My birthday is in a couple days, December 6th. I'm going to be 33. Woot! Three is my lucky number, so this will be a good year, I think. Now, anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and we have a great question today from Darren. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Braintree. If you're looking to set up payments for your business, Braintree gives you, or your app or website, an amazing payment solution that accepts about pretty much every payment method with one simple integration. Plus, they'll give you your first $50,000 in transaction fees free. So to learn more, visit BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Again, it's BraintreePayments.com/Pat. Alrighty, here's today's question from Darren.
Hi, Pat. This is Darren from Kids Double Desk, and I have a question about social media, specifically LinkedIn. Today, I still work my regular 9-to-5 job, and I have a LinkedIn profile tailored to that career with connections in that IT space. But I am working to build a startup company in a completely different field. While there's no conflict of interest between what I do at my 9-to-5 and the new company that I'm trying to build, I do have a couple of concerns. One, I don't want people, especially my boss at my company, to think that my new startup is taking time away from a 9-to-5 job. And two, the connections that I have on my current LinkedIn profile are probably not relevant to the audience that I want to build around my new company. But on the other hand, every lead is a lead, right? Just because my connections are techie people doesn't mean that they don't have children who might enjoy my unique and exciting product that I'm building, right? So is it smart to walk away from those connections, or is it smart to build and tailor a new LinkedIn profile around my new company? I think that I need to build a new profile made especially for my startup. And once that page matures and I meet all of the requirements by LinkedIn, then I can create a company LinkedIn page. But I would be really grateful to hear your thoughts on the topic, and I hope to talk to you again real soon. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Hey, Darren, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. Now, I will say that I'm not a LinkedIn expert. There are probably a lot more people who are more active on LinkedIn, and you're probably more active than I am. So I'm just going to give you my own honest opinions and thoughts about this. But if anybody else out there who's listening has any thoughts about this too, please use the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag AskPat489 for episode 489. So we can help out Darren continue the conversation off of this show and on Twitter, so we can follow that conversation there. Hashtag AskPat489 if you have anything to say. So there's no conflict between your 9-to-5 and this startup you're building. How do you convince your boss that your performance is not suffering? I think you just have to show him that it's not suffering. And what I would do, I mean, this is, again, where I come from. It's just, you know, honesty and being the first to come up with these things before somebody else does is what my philosophy is. So if there's going to be a problem, I want to be the first one to mention it or share that there's something going on before somebody else finds out. Not that there's going to be a problem, but if there's something going on that I feel somebody else would need to know, I want to be the first one to tell them before somebody else tells me. And so in this case, if I were in your shoes, this is what I would do. I would go to my boss and I'd have a sit down, maybe coffee, whatever. I don't know if that's even legit these days to ask your boss out for coffee. But anyway, tell him about what you're doing and all the great things you're doing to serve the company, any ideas you have, you know, really sharing how much value you're providing, what you're doing, what your performance is. And hopefully your performance is great, in which case this person would agree and all those sorts of things. You can even step it up a notch and come up with plans or you know, do what Noah Kagan did and create some sort of marketing report out of nowhere that just is totally helpful, you know, all those sorts of things. Again, just sharing how much value you add to this company already and all that you're planning to do. But then I would also talk about, well, you have this side thing that you're very passionate about, and I've seen what you do. KidsDoubleDesk.com is awesome. I recommend everybody check it out. Darren and I had a conversation a long time ago when he was asking me about this startup, and it's cool to hear that you're here on Ask Pat and asking questions about it. So that's KidsDoubleDesk.com, something that my kids could probably use for sure. But anyway, I would talk about that. Does your boss have one of these? I mean, you could even let him in on one or share with him the process of what you're doing, just how exciting this is to you. And just, again, reiterating the fact that you are not you're doing this secondary to the 9-to-5 job that's most important. And that's where I would come from. That's what I would do. Be totally upfront and honest about it and just make sure that your performance doesn't suffer. That's what I would do. What does everybody else think? Hashtag AskPat489. Let me know what you think. Now, the LinkedIn stuff, again, I'm not a LinkedIn expert, but I would just keep that all on one page because that's you are an employee of that company, but you are also somebody who's working on this thing. And I think it's totally cool for somebody to see that you have this other thing going on. And when people discover it, yes, a lead is just a lead, but I wouldn't even necessarily think of those people who are following you on LinkedIn as leads. They're just people, and people are interested in what people do, no matter what it is that they do. And if they come to your profile for one reason, but they see something else that interests them, that's fine. I don't think you need to worry about setting up a completely new profile. This is you, Darren. This is who you are and what you work on, and you want that to be a reflection of just everything you're interested in and what you're doing and your talents and all those sorts of things. You know, it would be more weird to me if I was like searching for you and I found you in two locations and I was like, oh, well, here's Darren Ward. Here's a picture of him and he's working for this company. But here's another Darren Ward, the same picture of him, but it's for this other company. What are his priorities? What is he doing? Like, that would be more confusing to me. And then also, you know, the business LinkedIn profile, I think, is important. That's something you could set up for your startup too at some point. But yeah, I would just have it all on one page. I mean, don't be afraid to be who you are is really what I would say. So Darren, I hope that answers your question. That's where I'm coming from. Again, I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but it feels like it's the right thing to do for me if I were in your shoes. And I, again, love to hear what everybody else thinks. Use the hashtag AskPat489. What would you do? Would you tell your boss or would you kind of keep it on the side and separate? Because there's obviously no conflict. I don't see there to be any sort of problem. So, yeah, that's where I'm coming from. So, Darren, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also would love to encourage everybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show. Just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Just hit the record button. And I'd also like just to ask you all really quick, you'd like to do me a quick birthday favor. My birthday's coming up on the 6th, like I said, which is this coming Sunday. If you're listening to this on the Friday that this comes out, if you'd like me to do me a quick favor, please head on over to iTunes and leave your honest review for Ask Pat. Just look up Ask Pat in iTunes. I don't ask this very much, and it is my birthday, so I'm asking you now because for whatever reason, Ask Pat doesn't get a lot of reviews, but it would really help out, and you know, that'd be awesome. So thank you for that, and also, willitflybook.com. Check that out. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'll let you discover what that's about. Again, willitflybook.com. Check that out. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Mari Smith. She's awesome. And she said, "We must develop a thick skin. With an unshakable sense of self and a commitment to being compassionate, nothing will faze you." Take care, guys. Thanks so much. And again, thanks for all the birthday wishes. Appreciate it. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then.
So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.